license to kill gophers by the government of the United Nations. Man free to kill gophers at will. To kill, you must know your enemy. In this case, my enemy is a varmint. And a varmint will never quit, ever. They're like the Viet Cong. Varmint Cong. So what you gotta do, you gotta fall back. That's superior firepower. And superior intelligence. And that's all she wrote.
You honey. shouldn't grab me, Johnny. My mother grabbed me once. Once. You shouldn't hang me on a hook. My father hung me on a hook once. Once. Oh. You shouldn't kick me in the balls. My sister kicked me in the balls once. You shouldn't shoot me, Johnny. My grandmother shot me once.
Save that guy for later.
In a quest for the test, it's a villain and team, and everybody's always on it just to see themselves. But the fact that I'm not, that's just a storm dead, doesn't stand I open empty anyone else. People tell me why, look after the line, trying to make me up confused about the USA. When the fact in my mind, that's just a storm dead, to comprehend, I overstand, I see a word, I say, mother, whatever, go get tired.
Stop King, how many times do you get to see an employee of a Fortune 500 company rip the CEO apart?
Can we get the next guy in here? Ah! No way!
Austin, slam!
Oh, no! Shane, get out of here with that megaphone! Shane, he needs some encouragement!
Mr. McMahon might own the WWF, but Austin owns McMahon!
No, don't do that!
The boss is pleading.
No, he did it. He did it.
Keep in mind, participants will enter at equally timed intervals throughout this matchup.
Well, isn't it time yet? Oh, Miss McMahon is not watching this.
You're eliminated if you're tossed over the top rope and onto the floor and both feet touch. And don't forget the $100,000 bounty on the head of Stone Cold.
This is bad.
It's real bad. You know, you pick Mr.
Oh, no,
McMahon.
Look out.
Austin put the brakes on. He wants to make Mr. McMahon suffer.
Honky-tonk. Moving in now on the Dragon, and the Dragon fighting right back. Another chop by the Dragon, Ricky Steamboat.
Honky-tonk man hanging right in there, however.
You can hear, of course, Jimmy Hart with that megaphone in the background.
That's got to be a lot of help to a wrestler in there, you know, knowing that Jimmy's behind him. Like,
he moves it! And now, once again, the tide is turned. Steamer, ooh, what a kick that was to the ribs. Another one to the chest. Ricky Steamboat hammering away, chopping away on a honky-tonk man. Gets him out, snaps him over now. The Dragon measuring the honky-tonk man, maybe even at this moment sensing victory.
Oh, he's close. I'm not going to doubt it.
Honky Tonk Man off the rope.
Ooh. Ha-ha. But as they say...
Oh, left face block. Honky Tonk Man moving it. First maneuver by the Dragon.
That was a saving maneuver by the Dragon. He was ready to
Honky
shake
that Honky Tonk Man miss. Honky Tonk Man's coming like a head of steam. Ooh, now like a steamroller. But now it may be stopped. Downstairs goes the Dragon. Upstairs now. I don't think the Dragon has ever looked so good. Up to the apron.
He's going up.
The Dragon now. What was Jimmy Hart doing? Get him down from there. What a chop. Cover.
Hart,
turn around.
The referee tied up.
Turn around. Turn around. Wait a minute. Did the Dragon pin the Honky Tonk Man?
I don't know.
Or did the Honky Tonk Man pin the Dragon?
I'm not sure.
Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of this contest.
I can't believe it.
Honky Tonk won. Unbelievable. And you said he wasn't a contender. He's the new Intercontinental Heavyweight Champion.
I can't believe that.
And you said he wasn't even a contender. He's the champion. A major, major upset.
I can't believe it.
What an upset. Jimmy Hart is ecstatic. He's got the tag team champions. He's got the Intercontinental champion.
Traveling, looking for something. What can it be? Oh, I hate you some. I hate you some. I love you some. Oh, I love you when I forget about me. I wanna be strong. I wanna live alone. I wanna belong to the living. Alive, alive. I wanna get up and drive. Wanna wreck my stockings in some jukebox dive. Do you want, do you want, do you wanna dance with me, baby? Do you wanna take a chance on maybe finding some sweet romance with me, baby? Well, come on. All I really, really want our love to do is to bring out the best in my mind seesaws. Do you see, do you see, do you see how you hurt me, baby? So I hurt you too. Then we both get so blue. I am on a lonely road and I am traveling, looking for the key to set me free. Oh, the jealousy, the greed is the unraveling. It's the unraveling and it undoes all the joy that could be. I want to have fun. I want to shine like the sun. Want to be the one that you want to see. Want to knit you a sweater. Want to write you a love letter. Want to make you feel better. Want to make you feel.
Now, for the piece de resistance.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
A little something I've been working on.
Oh, I see.
Mom will be in a sec.
What's that?
It's you. It's the Wall of Gaylord.
The Wall of Gaylord?
Isn't it nice to finally display your accomplishments, son?
Yeah.
Honey, look at all your awards. That's great.
Mm. He's my champion.
Well, I didn't know they made ninth place ribbons.
Oh, Jack, they got them all the way up to 10th place.
Hey, anybody want to get a drink out by the lagoon?
This one looks impressive. Mazel Tov, Gaylord M. Fokker, world's greatest nurse. Very nice.
We have always tried to instill a sense of self in Gaylord without being too goal-oriented. Mm-hmm. Not about winning or losing. It's about passion. We just wanted him to love what he's doing. You know what I mean, Jack?
Not really, Bernard. I think a competitive drive is the essential key that makes America the only remaining superpower in the world today.
Well, whatever works.
Yeah. General, they're sending coordinates.
Where are they landing?
Pahrump. It's in the Nevada desert.
Yes, sir, and I can have my troops there at 0800 hours, sir.
Mr. President, we must not send these people the wrong message. We need a welcome mat, not a row of tanks.
What the hell are you talking about? You can't have Martians running all over Nevada!
You're right, General.
Thank you, sir.
The situation needs to be supervised.
Absolutely, sir.
General Casey, you think you can handle it?
I'd be proud.
Good. But keep a lid on it. Key media, good cross-section of guests. We don't want it to turn into a zoo out there.
Yes, sir.
Hell they're talking about. Liberals, intellectuals, peacemongers, idiots!
Would you please keep it down? People live here.
Unsportsmanlike conduct, Wingate, 15 yards.
What?
You shut up, you get another 15.
This young man plays for my team. My team. And I will defend him like he's my own son against you or any other redneck son of a bitch.
Don't worry, Coach. I got your back.
Come here, son. Come here.
Let's try gap.
Gap?
Gap.
All right. Gun rip. 47 gap. All one on one. Ready? All right.
Coach ain't here to protect it now, is he?
Team is your family, Michael.
Cut back, Rocky Morton.
He's got out! He's got out!
Dead ball foul.
Now what? Was he holding?
No.
Did he hit after the whistle?
I don't believe so.
Then what was the fight for?
I don't know. Excessive blocking.
You're kidding me. Sorry, Coach. I stopped when I heard the whistle.
Where were you taking him, Mike?
To the bus. It was time for him to go home. Attaboy, Michael Orr. Attaboy! Go get him! Go get him, Crusader!
Hey! Go!
I've been stuffed in your pocket for the last 100 days. When I don't get my bath, I take it out on the slaves. So grease up your baby for the ball on the hill. I'll polish them rockets now and swallow those pills and say, oh. Now, in a scope of your tune, you'll see.
Aren't you skating?
Nah, I ain't skated since I was 15. You know, that's when I started fighting, when I was 15. Skating's kind of bad for the ankles, you know?
Yeah.
You're a pretty good skater, ain't you? You know, like I was saying before on the way over here, you know, fight used to be tossing me, but no more, you know? See, all I wanted to do out of fight was prove I was no bum, that I had the stuff to make a good pro, you know?
You never got the chance?
Oh, hey, you know, I ain't crying about it, because I still fight. I kind of do it like a hobby. See, I tell you what the trouble is. You see, I'm a southpaw.
What's a southpaw?
Oh, southpaw means you're left-handed, and a southpaw throws your timing off, you see? Other guys, throws their timing off, makes them look awkward. Nobody wants to look awkward. You know where southpaw came from?
9 minutes!
I'll tell you, a long time ago, there was this guy, maybe a couple hundred years ago, he was fighting in the, he was fighting around, I think it was around Philadelphia, and his arm, he was left-handed, his arm was facing towards New Jersey, you see? And that's south. So then naturally they call him Southpaw, you see? Southpaw, South Jersey, South Camden, Southpaw. You know what I mean? I don't know, things probably worked out for the best, don't you think?
Never got a chance, though, because you're left-handed, huh?
Well, that's absolutely true, you know? Watch out, watch out.
I
just dislocated my finger. Look at that.
No.
Hey, it ain't your fault. Look, see? Look, I had it. It's an old wound. You see that? Look. See? Nothing. It bends like that. See, I originally done it. Look, push the button. Bong. It works. No, it ain't your fault. Look, I'm going to show you something.
7 minutes.
Yeah, I originally done it. I carry pictures of all my fights. I originally done it in the baby Crenshaw fight. You see that? Big baby's about the size of an airplane. I broke both my hands on his face. I lost that fight, but that's a nice picture, don't you think? See how it works there? Real nice. Come on, you having a good time? I'll tell you, you can see I ain't too graceful, you know what I mean? I don't move well. But I'll tell you, I can really swat, you know what I mean? I can really hit hard. But I'm a southpaw, and nobody wants to fight no southpaw, you know what I mean? Huh? Woo! You know how I got started in fighting? Huh?
No.
Am I talking too loud?
3 minutes!
Okay. My father, he's, my old man. It was never too smart. He says to me, you weren't born much of a brain, you know, so you better start using your body, right? So I've become a fighter.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Why you left?
My mother, she said the opposite thing.
What'd she say? What'd she say the opposite?
She said you weren't born much of a body, so you better develop your brain.
Did she say that?
You! Time!
Can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
Why do you want to fight?
Because I can't sing or dance. Ew, yo. Don't fall! Hey, that was terrific. I'm pretty good at this. You like the way I skate? You know, the last fight I had with this guy named Spider Rico.
Yeah.
He busted my head up there. You see that scar? I tell you, things get pretty rough in the ring.
Reservation, don't be slow. No. 'Cause I'm leaving in the morning and I must see you again. We'll have one more night together till the morning brings my train and I must go. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Bit of conversation. Take the last train to Clarksville. Now I must hang up the phone. I can't hear you in this noisy railroad station. All alone, I'm feeling low. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Oh.
reservation, don't be slow. No. And I don't know if I'm ever coming home. Take the last train to Clarksville.
Abbott, the slingshot sidekick. And now at the slingshot somersault leg drop. Van Dam in trouble on the outside. Bubba Ray Dudley set for the ride. Sabu gets caught. Belly to back suplex by the big man. Bigelow and Candido working over Mr. Monday Night to the delight of the franchise, Shane Douglas. Douglas getting itchier and itchier to get back in the ring and compete. He keeps getting closer and closer to the ring and to the action despite doctor's orders. Bubba Bomb with authority. Douglas looks on. The franchise has been as impartial a color commentator as I could have hoped for, but his passion to be back in the ring cannot and will not be denied. Devon Dudley hits the steal. Van Dam kicking away on Bigelow. Working on the big man's left knee. Bigelow has had well-documented knee problems. Most big men do, and Van Dam looking to capitalize on the medical history of Bam Bam Bigelow. Headbutt by the Beast from the East. That'll slow anyone down. Van Dam set for the ride. Bigelow misses in the corner. Van Dam went for the Hurricanrana and got bombed.
work as they who fought here have thus far so nobly advanced. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, and that this nation under God shall have a new birth of freedom, and that government of the people, by the people, for the people, shall not perish from the earth.
Our enemies have made their exodus, some back to Europe, some to South America and the Orient. They've seen that America shall forever be a nation of living men, a nation of free men.
Say hello to my little friend!
Yo, Buckwheat!
Sell poison to our people. You ain't shit. Get
him! Toss him down to me.
That teacher you killed, that was my mother! These are people you squash and kill with no retribution. Get your ass up. This ain't business, bitch. This is personal. I wanna shoot you so bad. My dick's hard.
Coming through, excuse me.
Come on, Scotty. We're gonna do this the right way, man. Come on.
No.
I'll testify. Even if it means my life, I will testify.
Come on, Scotty. We can't go out like this, man. Come on, put the gun down.
Don't throw your life away on a piece of shit.
Out in a week. You're a dead man.